Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
All right, GAA on News Talk is with Bord Gáis Energy, official energy partner to the GAA, and I'm very glad to have Dara Conan on the line, but I do wish, Derek, that it was under happier circumstances. You've announced your retirement this week. Normally, when we do these interviews with somebody who's retired, we always start with a congratulations on your career, but in your case, it does feel like I'd be congratulating you on something that really feels only half over.
Yeah, I would rather not have to retire, but that's the situation I found myself in now.
It's a hip injury, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
When did the hip start giving you jip?
2011 initially was when I first got problems with it.
And was there a specific cause?
So it was due to, I suppose, overtraining. And I also had, a hip set up mechanically that was going to be liable to have these problems as well. So a combination of the two then led to what formed initially in 2011 was the osteitis pubis, and then I played all right with the first round of the Munster Championship with Clare that year, and found myself very, very immobile and not able for it. And after that, I didn't play at all. I didn't play my last year on the 21s at all. And I didn't know what to do. And it was later on in that year then it was recommended to me that I see Patrick Aaron in Waterford. And he performed surgery on the hip at that stage. And that's how it originally rose his head.
Right, so that's all the way back to 2011. And was that the first season you'd had it? Or was there kind of something that you'd had throughout your career even up to that point?
No, that was the first season really that it occurred.
Just having a little bit of trouble hearing you there, Derek. Is the phone?
No, I should be. Is this okay?
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first season now that it really bothered me, I suppose. Other than that, I was okay before that.
Can you pinpoint it to a single incident, do you think? Or it was more wear and tear at the start?
Yeah. I couldn't pinpoint it to any single incident, no.
Right. And so this happens in 2011 and you have the surgery, and at that point you're still just 21, is that about right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so you're thinking, look, this is grand, I'll get a bit of surgery, it'll be fine. Or was there a warning at that point, look, this is actually a degenerative situation that you find yourself in, you're going to have to mind this now?
Yeah, I suppose there was a warning with that, but I suppose I could have done a better job of taking that warning more seriously. At the time, I kind of felt at 21, get the surgery, I'll be grand now. And I did feel perfectly fine for the next number of years. But if I had managed it better, and if I was allowed to manage it better, I probably would be still playing.
Right, that's interesting, because that's the bit here, I think, that like probably a lot of club players end up retiring and don't have your profile, and they get these injuries in the middle of their career and they stop. Or a lot of inter-county players maybe, again, who don't have your profile, retire, and they're forced to retire because of this. And it's important that we actually start teasing out. Like, it's the load, I think, is the issue. The amount of training that you end up doing, it's not the individualised setup that everybody actually really probably nowadays would need and know about.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think with proper and clever load management, it shouldn't have been as big an issue. And as you say, as you mentioned there, individualised programmes like are so important. When you look at the different body types on any team of 30 or 35, there's going to be so many different requirements, and it doesn't make sense that everyone should just do the same regardless of what position they're playing, what height they are, what their makeup is and things like that. But it's not always taken into account.
Did you know any of this, like, when you were training, like, at the time? I'm not asking, are you wise after the event, but did you have, like, a niggle in the back of your mind thinking, do you know, my hip, I come through serious injury a couple of years back. I'm not really sure I should be doing this.
I did, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did, yeah. But it was kind of, I wanted to make the team and I wanted to be playing, and this was presented as the way to do it, so
And were there specific training drills that would have you felt like I shouldn't be doing this one?
There probably was, yeah. Through the years, yeah, probably was.
And yet you would have persisted doing them.
In some cases, I would have. Yeah.
That must kind of. That's probably the most heartbreaking thing of this at the moment for you, is it?
Yeah, yeah. If I could have said, if I could go back and say no more often, I would have definitely done that.
Is this a situation that will ever be fixed in the GAA, do you think? Like,
it's hard to know, really. There's hopefully, I hope so, but I wouldn't be overly confident that it'll be fixed. I think it might be a headline for the next couple of days, maybe, because it's in the news at the moment, but I think these things are quickly forgotten and it goes back to the norm when it comes to the actual season again.
Can we go back then to the circumstances, right? So you're a very high-profile player. Certainly, I think you were the first ever BG breakthrough player in the under-21, so that, you know, brings its own profile and it brings its own attention. You're very striking on the hurling field. That also brings its own profile and attention. The team does really well. So by the time you get to senior, there is an expectation on that group of players, of which you're kind of one of the standout players, that success is going to happen pretty quickly. And that must also add to your sense, okay, well, I need to get on this team. I need to nail down my place. Is that the bit which stops you from saying, I shouldn't be doing this, lads. We need to take this a bit differently? Or was that just not the culture?
It was just, yeah, it was the fact that I wanted to get on the team and I wanted to be playing. That was, and I was kind of, it was insinuated that the only way to do that was to be doing these different trainings that we were doing, and that's the reason really that we took part in it.
Is it purely physical training at that point? Is that what we're talking about? Like,
yeah, yeah.
What kind of stuff?
Just long distance running, or I suppose off the top of my head, there was a lot of kind of slogging kind of work that I wouldn't have thought was going to be necessary at all. But if it was me looking at it, I would have done, if I could go back, much shorter, sharper drills and shorter, sharper, say, sprints rather than long-distance running. And then the fact that it was oftentimes you'd have, say, 7 or 8 trainings in a week for a prolonged period, and they might all be heavy, heavy sessions. That's when I suppose that overtraining probably took its effect.
And so, because I think a lot of people would have assumed that the burnout happens from that period of time when you're in coming from school to college through minors to under 21 and playing senior for club and county. And it's for you, it's actually after that, when you get through all that period, you manage just about to survive, although not entirely untainted. You have to have surgery on your hip. But after that, you recover from the surgery on your hip and then you reach the senior team, and it's at this point that you're overtrained.
Yeah, well, I was on the senior team now in 2010 and 2011 as well, so you could say that...
It goes back as far as that?
Yeah, well, it was 2011 then that I actually had the problem, so I was on the senior team when I had the problem.
Right.
But, yeah, it was... I don't think it was the case of playing too... It definitely wasn't the case that I was playing too many games or playing on too many teams. It was the case that I was training for too long, like long sessions and too many sessions in too many intense long sessions over short periods.
And would you have had this out with Davey himself, or would it have been the training staff?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't really want to talk about any particular management that I was under, but it would have been well known that any teams that I played on would have known my medical history.
Right. Like, ultimately, this bit is the hard bit to talk about, and it's the hard bit, I think, for people listening to get their head around. I would assume that every management team looks at their playing staff and decides, these are our assets, we need to make them grow and develop them, and the best way to do that is to give them the individualized training that they need and the type of attention that they need individually.
Yeah, that would be logical to assume that.
was there ever a conversation that you had where you expressed and like, does this lead to you maybe seeming like you're difficult? You're, you know, like, because I guess the whole point is, you know, you're either on the bus or you're not. And, you know, if you're giving and cribbing out about training, then suddenly you look like you're not really fully bought into what they're trying to do.
Yeah. That was an issue, right?
And so you don't want to say anything because you feel like you're going to be singled out. And if you do say something, if you don't say something, then the training is going to ultimately lead to damage.
Yeah.
Bit of a catch-22.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Particularly for a young player.
Yeah, it was, as I said, like, I was young, I was eager to get on the team, I was eager to play, so when I was told, like, I remember talking to one particular physical trainer that we had on the team that I was on, and I was saying about a particular drill that we were doing, and he had previously worked with a soccer team in England, and he was saying, if professional soccer players are asked to do this particular drill, they just tell them to piss off. And I said, well, Jess, an amateur hurling group in Ireland is expected to do it.
Is the expectation that somehow doing this bonds the team together, is that what it's about? Or is it that I don't really understand it, you know?
Yeah, I don't really understand it either, Jared, to be honest. But maybe that's what some mental toughness is often used as an excuse for them, or team bonding sometimes, things like that.
Does this, because it's ultimately the root cause of why you're forced to retire, does this tarnish the good times with Clare? Or do you kind of, can you separate those two and go, this is a bunch of terrible stuff that happened, I still have all these amazing memories?
Yeah, like, I do still have amazing memories, like the years at under 21 were all very enjoyable, and obviously in 2013 when we won the All-Ireland was massive. And even last 2016 when we won the league, like, I really enjoyed that run as well. And it doesn't tarnish those, but just the main thing really is, like, my sense is really just that I'll miss playing hurling, like, I'll miss playing games.
When your retirement is announced, obviously, it's from the club game as well, because the degeneration in your hip, you were told you'd have to have a hip replacement in 2 years, or...?
Yeah, so... More than likely, I'd say nearly 90% sure I'm going to finish up with the club as well. I'm only 8 weeks out now from the surgery, it was, I haven't fully decided on that, and it kind of depends on how recovery goes and things like that. But the advice was to finish up hurling, right?
Yeah, that's a grim conversation to be part of.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, last game of hurling that I played was, October 2016, we played the county final, and it was only August of 2017 then that I actually got the surgery, and in the interim I was kind of hoping to just build up my strength in that area and hope to come back, but it's just at that stage I realised it wasn't going to be possible because of the pain levels that I was in. So when I had those conversations then, at that stage, it had been on my mind for quite a few months at that stage, and it was still, like, massively tough to process, but I suppose I had been dealing with it for a while at that stage as well.
Is there help for you? And I don't mean that, like, I mean, obviously there's help for everybody if you go looking for it, but is there, like, a specific, did the GPA say, look, we've had other players go through this, you should talk to these people, or here's the number of somebody who has a similar experience, it might be worth meeting them for a drink or a chat or whatever?
Well, I did have dealings with the GPA, and I have to say I found them very helpful with some kind of a matter that I don't really want to go into now, but it wasn't, say, psychological support or anything like that. With regards to that, the surgeon I sat down with was very good, and obviously it was a tough conversation at the time, but since time has gone on since then, it has gotten easier and I've just gotten on with life. And it was only this week when the news broke, say, that I was retiring, and that I kind of got a little bit down about it again, because it all came back again, you know?
Yeah. You've been a Clare hurler, like, identified as everybody. we talk about this a lot on the show, the athletic identity, and how sometimes we as a society are really bad at like just labeling people. So you're Darragh Conan, Clair Hurler, and have been to everybody who's ever watched any of those games on TG Car when you were still a kid, really. And like stepping away from that to just become a civilian like the rest of us, that's a very difficult process for anybody.
I suppose it was, and it is like a difficult process, right? But like, I have a lot that's good in my life as well, so I'm lucky that way. Like, I'm happy in my career, and I have good friends and great girlfriends, and things could be a lot worse than not being able to play hurling as well. Now, I know, obviously, I'm going to miss it massively, but there's other things that I can do with my life that I'll be happy to do as well.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely have no doubt about that. What about that pressure that you guys had as such a successful underage team? Was that something that you were aware of? Was that something that was a bit of a millstone around your neck? Or actually, did you just come through at exactly the right time that the rest of the country was a bit silly predicting that you would have instantaneous success?
I suppose the first couple of years that I was with Clare, we probably weren't the senior team. We probably, there was that expectation and we weren't meeting it. I remember we had a couple of dark days in the league and things like that, and we didn't win any games in our first couple of years. But then when 2013 came, then I suppose we were all on top of the world at that stage, and we had met the expectation. And it was only, I suppose, after that again then that we didn't push on.
Yeah, I often wondered about that. Like, you were in the midst of the greatest Kilkenny team of all time and a brilliant Tipperary team finally kind of maturing to the point where they could put it up to them. You guys sneak in the middle of all that and win All-Ireland, which I think would generally be seen in most counties as this wonderful gift, some kind of miraculous thing that happens. And I don't know if, it feels anyway like that Clare team doesn't get as much credit maybe as they deserve.
I don't know. I think one narrative that makes me laugh, right, is the fact that it might have been a fluke in 13. And but if you look at the team now and the team in 13, like, it's changed an awful lot. And it was being used as an example last year that this particular game that Clare haven't won proved that 13 was a fluke, which is really a stupid analysis when you actually, the team is different now and the team will always be evolving. The year that we won in 13, we were the best team that year, and nothing can really change that. Like, but it was great to get it while it was there. It was there to be won that year, and
yeah,
we won it.
I guess the Clare crowd is a tough crowd was the point I was trying to make in a roundabout way, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it's just Loughnane is a tough crowd.
There's definitely... I like Loughnane now, in fairness, I like his analysis.
I know, we'd be definitely... the world would be a much bleaker place if we didn't have him, but I'd say it's hard when it's your team that's getting the tongue lashing from him.
Yeah. Well, I like Loughnane, but it was just that particular analysis that I wouldn't agree with, and... sure, he wouldn't expect me to agree with everything he says, but that particular point, like, I just couldn't go along with that.
If you look back at your own personal highlights, you know, in your own highlights reel, is there something that sticks out? Are there any of those under 21 games in particular that you think, yeah, I was out at that day?
The run we had in 09 with the first 21s that we won was massive. Like, Clare hadn't won a Munster 21s title, and that's winning on Ireland at that stage, so that was a huge buzz around the county, and it's definitely all the everyone from that team, like, that I'd still be in contact with, and we all have very fond memories of that, and that would definitely stick out for me as well. And then we had a great run with our club at that time as well, where we won intermediate, and then the following year we won the senior. So that was, like, those things stick out, as well as 13. They're probably the highlights that stick out for me.
One of the things that I always stuck with this was Joe Canning one day in here saying that one of the worst things he ever did was rip it up against Cork that day, because it set these false expectations for the rest of his career. And I think that he probably will always think that and might feel that, but now feels kind of at ease with the fact that those expectations were there, because and I'm projecting there, he hasn't said that, but just that he has finally won as All-Ireland. You guys did get that delivery of, or deliverance rather, when you won the All-Ireland, and so no one can ever really say that team didn't fulfil its potential.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't take it back for the world.
If you could just go back and tap yourself on the shoulder as a 19, 20, 21 year old, what would you be saying?
I'd be saying say no and don't do it if there's things that you're being pressurised to train in a way that you know isn't good for you.
And if you were managing a team into the future and a player comes to you, like, is there a liaison? Is there somebody in the group who's appointed just to listen to what the players are saying about their own bodies?
I would like to think that I'd be approachable that way, but that might be down the line a bit now anyway. So
I guess I'm just trying to learn lessons for other setups who are listening. And I'm no doubt there are setups and there are people who run teams who are thinking, Jesus, here's a luminous talent gone from the game at 27 and didn't really play anywhere near the amount of games that he could have done because of, you're making the case that it's because of overtraining, and it sounds like it's a pretty compelling case. So, like, other teams have to learn from this. The organisation as a whole has to learn from this.
Yeah, well, I think, say, in any setup, like, within the GA, the first thing is, like, the sense of volunteerism is huge. But, and that's a massive, for anyone to take that role on as a manager. But I would just say, you're not a doctor, you're not a qualified doctor. And if someone is telling you something that they've been told by a doctor, you have to listen to that over and above what you might have done back in the day when you were playing.
Well, listen, enjoy the retirement. It's come far too soon, but I guess congratulations on all those highlights. It is a brilliant highlights reel when you stick them all together.
Yeah, cheers, sir.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.